India Ari, a beautiful day. A beautiful day I hope you are having. People in Durban are surely having a beautiful, beautiful day. Noah Podwana live on air. Going in and around Durban ICC, looking at all the different provinces. But of course, Mpumalanga has to be one of the best. Noah?
Sure. You know, there's something exciting I've got for you this time around.
Uh-huh.
So we speak to you live from the Durban Exhibition Center, and we just want to showcase some of the product that is available in Mpumalanga, and we're going to start with districts this time around. If you just joined us, we're speaking to from Ehlanzeni district, Umnumzane Ubongumuka Kumebonginkosi Mbuyane. He is from Izizwe Rainbow Tours. Now, there's a certain story that we're going to talk about later on, Umnumzane Mbuyane. It links this beautiful station, Rise FM, being the birthplace of an idea that they're executing in three countries. Numzan, welcome to Rise.
Hi, siyabonga, siyabonga. Thank you so much for having us. Bingelele kubalaleli be Rise FM.
So who is Izizwe Rainbow Tours? Tell us about this company of yours from the Ehlanzeni district.
Izizwe Rainbow Tours, it's a tour operating company that is based in Nelspruit.
Yeah.
We offer tours and packages all around Mpumalanga tourism destinations, mm-hmm. and we also do cross border countries packages as well.
Yeah. It's beautiful out here, my brother. I mean, so for some people, I'm walked into your store here. There's your machine, your computer, and then there's a brochure. Be very careful when you visiting this place or any other exhibition, because you can just scan through the brochures and not, you know, find the gist and the beautiful stories behind the products and the people. So we were talking about the product that you are offering, Thailand. Where did that come from?
Thailand is currently we hosted by UMTP, but how we were introduced to the three countries experience. Yeah. We're actually luckily enough introduced by Rise FM.
Yeah.
Yes, they were doing it as the breakfast show. Mm-hmm. They were doing it partly breakfast in Mpumalanga, and then they would go to Eswatini for lunch and then to in Mozambique. It was a story like that. Yeah. So we were in safari by then, we heard about this story.
You're listening to the radio, listening to Rise FM, and you're like, that's
it. Yes, we're listening to Rise FM. And we're like, what's that? And then we tried it once, and then we picked up because actually this is the package. And luckily enough, as we moved on, it became even a boom when Mpumalanga Tourism and Parks Agents and the other two countries took over to make it an official Thailand as an umbrella. Mm. So now we are hosting a Thailand. So in Nelspruit, if you want to visit Mozambique or Eswatini, if you check Izizwe Rainbow Tours, you will definitely be assured that this package is booming. Mm. And all thanks to Rise FM from the get-go. Mm. Uguti, when we're listening to, we introduced this idea.
Yeah. In Mpumalanga itself, is very opportune a place, yes. because you are right almost in the center of these three countries that you can be able to reach. So what happens in the morning? You have breakfast in Mpumalanga or breakfast in South Africa, lunch in Swaziland, and then what else happens in that offering?
We have different offerings now. Mm-hmm. So when we introduced, that's how it got introduced to us.
Yeah.
So Ugutai is breakfast Mpumalanga and then lunch Eswatini, dinner Mozambique.
Yeah.
But now we're having overnights. You would stay in Mpumalanga and experience the places like Kruger Panorama and one or two of the activities that is around the town. And then you will also travel to Eswatini, experience Eswatini for a night, experience their cultures and all other activities. And then luckily enough, you will just go down to Mozambique and then experience your beach, the ocean, the taste of the seafood. So it's actually a very interesting package. So if you're around Mpumalanga, KZN, or anywhere in South Africa, this is an amazing package to experience. So that's what we're actually offering, and it's one of the amazing experiences.
No, I mean, it's really something to try out. But what has it done for you to be part of the Africa
So this is one of the greatest platforms, not only in the country, not only in Africa, but in the world.
Yeah.
Because we came here to showcase our products, as we say. So we're here to promote in Mpumalanga. We're here to tell the people what to actually see when you come to our province. But I mean, as we also up here, we're here to scale our businesses up. It helps a lot. It assists with our project and our businesses to put them at a different level. We meet with people all over the world, all over Africa, all over South Africa. Mm. So that gives us a highly, you know, or a well-targeted market. So we are very fortunate. We're very appreciative to MTPA, because that's the reason we are here. They hosted us under their umbrella. So we are very appreciative to MTPA, and they've been doing great things for us.
Thank you so much, Mr. Buyano, for your time.
Thank you so much.
I mean, it's just overwhelming with excitement to see what kind of things are happening in the country of South Africa, but most importantly, in the province of Mpumalanga. Back to you, Totang, in studio. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Neil. Well, very, very exciting to see that the MTPA, you know, the province, Rise FM as well, is in support of the economy.
Yeah.
And it growing, and seeing that so many young people are coming forward to say, look, this is what we heard on Rise FM, and MTPA is in support of the things that we do. I think it's wonderful.
It's amazing. It's amazing. We'll be back in the next hour. We'll give you more.
Absolutely. He's going to be back in the next hour. Like he said, Izitembi. So, Baba Lwa M and Sticks on the ones and twos. Enjoy this one. And of course, Newo Fortwana is back again in the next hour. And Rise FM.